This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A few dozen protesters in Grand Junction today are demanding further investigations into the police-involved deaths of Elijah McClain, a black man in Aurora, and Jane Thompson, a transgender woman killed by state patrol on the Western Slope in May. Several protesters played violins in McClain's honor. The protest was timed to correspond with a visit by Governor Polis. The Supreme Court has ruled Electoral College members must vote for the presidential candidate who wins the statewide popular vote. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
In 2016, Colorado presidential elector Michael Baca attempted to cast a ballot in the Electoral College for John Kasich, despite the fact that Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in the state. Officials replaced Baca, but he sued, saying that electors have a constitutional right to make their own choice. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected that argument, saying that goes against the history and the law of the country. With the ruling, states can continue to force the nation's 538 presidential electors to obey election results. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
The Rockies start the season on July 24th in Arlington against the Texas Rangers. The first game at Coors Field is July 31st without fans in the stands. It is 101 degrees in Grand Junction, 90 in Denver, 86 in Colorado Springs.